Nordstrom is here to help you dress in a way that feels totally you with the best spring styles. From boho dresses and matching sets to must-have bags and sneakers, discover thousands of items from lots of your favorite brands like Mango, Reformation, Veronica Beard, and Farm Rio. It's easy too, with free shipping and returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today, in stores and at Nordstrom.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
On a 34% drop in the number of personal injury cases brought in the first 6 months of this year compared to the same period last year. That's according to findings from the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, or PIAB. The decrease comes after the personal injury guidelines were introduced last year, and as many public places face prolonged periods of closure due to pandemic restrictions in the last few years. In other words, you can't slip on a wet floor if the place is not open. Anyway, with the significant drop in cases, are policy owners feeling the effects on their premiums? Well, joining me now, Glenn Techter, owner of the Sonics Entertainment and PR for the Irish Inflatable Hirers Federation. And we're also joined by Peter Boland, director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
Now, Glenn, we'll go to you first because you're PR for the Inflatable Hirers Federation. This is nothing to do with porn or anything like that. It's to do with bouncy castles.
There's no bouncing on our castles.
Not that kind of bouncing anyway.
Not that bouncing, Pat.
I'm just wondering how much of an issue are claims against bouncy castle hirers?
It's been a huge issue for us for insurance, more so than claims, because for 3 years, Pat, we could not get an insurance for our industry. And up to 4 months ago, we did not have insurance for our industry. And through the work of the IIHF, we managed to secure an underwriter through Arcus to get insurance in our industry. And one of the main things that was always coming back to us was the claims are too high, the legal fees are too high, and especially for paracetamol injuries is the best way to describe it. Say someone bounces on a castle and they fall into someone else, then the claim goes in and they get 15 to 20,000 for a little small injury, where compared to Europe, it's not even entertained. They don't pay out for that because there's a duty of care. In Europe, that is, if you willingly go into a bouncy castle or willingly go on to a leisure activity, you could get injured. And if you do get injured, you're not going to get that amount of money. So it's been a huge issue for us, a massive issue. But luckily, we have secured insurance. Mm. And there's now a good few of us that are now insured in Ireland.
Yeah. Now, when you rent out a bouncy castle to somebody, do they, as the householder, the party thrower, if you like, do they sign a disclaimer document?
Yes. So we have policies and procedures in place and best working procedure. So a bouncy castle is a very, very safe item. The problem occurs when a bouncy castle is not erected properly or not used properly. And a lot of the times when we go to a venue, we give the customer a whole set of documents going, this is the way you should do it. And there's a disclaimer on it that you should not do X, Y, and Z. So the disclaimer is a big thing. It's a massive thing, and it shows them instructions on how to operate a castle. But a lot of times when we see accidents in bouncy castles, and there's not that many big accidents in bouncy castles in Ireland, we run a really, really good operation. It's mainly down to user fault, where they had a big kid and a small kid in it and they bounced heads off each other, or they deflated it, or they did something else that wasn't approved by us.
Mm. Now, what is your reaction to the notion that more people are using PIAB? Because I've been told by the insurance industry that when the new regulations were brought in, you'd expect loads more people going to PIAB instead of the courts. In fact, the numbers going to the courts rose fairly dramatically.
Yeah. Look, the legal industry really has to put their hands up over this. This is what's driving claims. It's nothing to do with PIAB. It is the legal industry. A classic example, I injured my hand, I injured myself, and I went onto a website that came up, and I went, okay, I have an injury here. And lo and behold, it was an insurance, or it was a company in Ireland, we're not going to name it, but within half an hour, I got a document from them saying, do not use PIAB. I have this in writing from this company. Come through us, we will get you more money. This is in writing from a very well-known company in Ireland. The fees associated with injuries are massive. And it's been proven that if you go through PIAB, you would probably get the same amount of money as you went through a solicitor or through the court system. But the solicitors will get a huge amount of money.
Far more.
On top of it.
If they go through PIAB, I mean, there's a fee they get at €600 or something like that,
yeah.
The solicitor gets for representing you to PIAB. If they decide to lodge papers, in other words, begin the court process, immediately there's a fee of €15,000. Immediately.
Yeah, like it is absolutely ridiculous, Pat, that we still have this issue in Ireland that people are not using PIAB and the reform isn't coming in quick enough. It really is not coming in. PIAB should be representing all injuries. It should be like the workplace commissions, that it should have decisions made that we should cut out the legal aspect of it,
yeah.
Because that is what is driving up fees at the moment. And I've seen it firsthand. Like, cases are being settled. And this is the thing, we do not see what is the costs because the information is not there. Just through personal experience, I know 25, 30,000, 40,000, 60,000 in fees, and the award was only 15,000.
Yeah. You see, if you look at it from the insurance company's point of view, so someone, some solicitor on behalf of the person who might have gone to PIAB but decides they're going to go the legal route, that solicitor enters the papers, as I say, the first payment, you know, just for doing that, even though it's settled on the steps of the court, metaphorically, is €15,000 compared to €600,000. So there's a huge incentive for solicitors to go down this road. Then it comes to the insurance company, and they know it's going to go into court, and they'll have to have their legal counsel, and the plaintiff will have to have the legal counsel, and the fees rack up at a tremendous rate, and then someone won't be available on the day or be sick or whatever. You'll have expert testimony, all the rest of it. And
then
because
there is
a real injury, I mean, which would have attracted maybe €5,000 in PIAB, it's a real injury. The insurance company know they're going to lose the case because there is an injury, so they're going to have to pay out. But then they end up, as the guilty party, paying all the legal fees. So they say on the steps of the court, let's not throw good money after bad, give your man the €15,000 and what he would have got from PIAB and walk away.
Yeah, and there's a classic. That is totally correct. Imagine if you had three parties into it. There could be legal fees of 100 to 150,000 between three sets of doctors, three sets of engineers, three sets of barristers, three sets of solicitors. And that, I know that from personal experience. 15,000 was given out, but the fees and everything else between 100 and 150,000.
Okay, so the government's best efforts at reform, you know, the so-called book of quantum that is observed by both PIAB and the courts. So, you know, the broken finger is going to get you the same money in the court as it does in PIAB. They did their best, but they are being frustrated by the legal industry, and that's what you have to call it, the personal injuries industry.
It is, and look, it's a huge industry out there. It is massive. Like, you go on and you type in into Google personal injuries, you'll see ad upon ad upon ad upon ad upon ad of personal injury solicitors coming up in Ireland. Click on body parts. This is what you may get if you do this. This is how much. Contact us. We will represent you. PIAB was set up to take away that. And Pat McDonagh's classic example from Supermax has said it so many times that PIAB is now being overrun, that everyone's been advised not to do it, even though that's why it was set up, to bring down the cost and to address personal injuries claims. So it needs to be reformed again, and power needs to be put back into them.
Yeah, now, you know, you have to try and see it from the other side, and maybe someone feels that the full extent of their injury is not reflected in the book of quantum or in the adjudication by PIAB, and after which time, of course, they can always go to court. Maybe they feel, let's skip this step because I know I'm only going to get €5,000 for the finger in PIAB, but I know as a virtuoso violinist that this is much more, it's worth a lot more money because my life, my career, all of that is forfeit.
There will always be cases like that, and that is why, if you look at the workplace commissions, you know, you don't agree to a settlement or whatever, you can also take it on. That's the way PIAB should be. Do you know what I mean? That if you're not happy with it, you should be able to take it on. But at the moment, I think only about 21% is actually going through PIAB settlements. You know, I think that's the figure. What's happening with all the rest of them? Are they being settled? Are they being not being paid? Are they going through the courts? There's a lot of information we don't have there at the moment.
And the other thing you'd have to say on behalf of the legal industry, the personal injuries industry, if PIAB was to become the court of final settlement for the vast majority of routine injuries, not the violinist, the virtuoso, but the vast majority of them, it's an existential problem for their business. They, by and large, go out of business.
Yeah, but this is an Irish problem. Europe doesn't have a personal injuries claim culture at all. And it is affecting leisure, our kids, Pat, so much. Classic example, on Wednesday, yesterday, I went to take my kids quadding down in Wexford. And I know the man really well, Quadattack. They can't get insurance. So they have to self-insure. And I chatted to him for hours about it. And he goes, how do you feel self-insuring your farm that if an accident happens? He says, we should not be in this case in Ireland, in this present day, that personal injuries is being done this way. In Europe, we have friends who do quad adventure, who do axe throwing, who do archery, and there is no problem getting insurance. But in Ireland, we have a massive problem. Trying to get insurance for leisure is really, really hard. Like, as I said, 4 months ago, we did not have insurance for bouncy castles, even though bouncy castles are really, really safe. And it's the same with a lot of industries. A lot of businesses have closed down because, they one, they cannot get insurance, or two, the insurance premiums are so high because there's only one underwriter in the country willing to underwrite this industry.
A final point, Glenn. One of my listeners is saying, look, you have to go to PIAB, and the legal fees are only awarded if you beat the PIAB award in court.
That's great, but that's only after coming in lately. But before that, everybody was going through, they were coming to PIAB, and then on the go, they were going off again. You know, they weren't taking the money that was being offered. You know, it's just, we need reform, a lot more reform in Ireland, especially for the leisure industry. It is affecting our kids and our industry massively.
Glenn, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Glenn Techter, the owner of the Sonics Entertainment Company and PR for the Irish Inflatable Hires Federation. Peter Boland, Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, listening to our conversation. So, Peter, what more needs to be done? Because, you know, trying to get insurance in the first place, and then when you get it, finding the premiums unacceptably high.
Absolutely. And good morning. It is still the situation that insurance costs are an existential issue for policyholders, Pat. And it, to a certain extent, it's been that issue has been muffled by issues which have overtaken it, like energy costs, for example, and various other societal issues that you mentioned earlier, like housing and global warming. However, this is the one issue that government are closest to fixing. And there's an enormous amount of work has been done by government, by policyholders, by the judiciary over the last 5 years to work towards that aim. And we can see what happens in a functioning market if you look at motor insurance, Pat. So this year, private motor insurance premiums are down 10%. And since the peak in 2016, they're down 42%. So the reforms are working where they're allowed to work. But the issue, as is made very clear by the PIAB figures, is that they're not working with liability. And it is the insurers who have to step up on the to the mark on this. They are gaining enormously from the reforms that have run through over the last few years. And those financial gains will only go in one of two directions. They will either be fed on to policyholders in reductions, or they will go into insurers' back pockets.
Okay, so we're talking here about public liability by and large, because you've said yourself that the motor insurance premiums are falling because of lower awards.
Correct, and because there's competition to drive those benefits on to consumers. There is not enough competition on the liability side. And so there's a couple of givens in this. First of all, just following up on some of the comments and the discussion you had with Glenn. First of all, claimants are still being well looked after in Ireland. They are still being paid multiples of what they're paid in similar jurisdictions in Europe.
And this is with the revised Book of Quantum that the courts are using and PIAB is using.
Absolutely. And secondly, it has to be said that a lot of the legal issues that you covered are being addressed. So the duty of care legislation, we're due to see reforms on that before the end of the year. And the legal fees in themselves are being looked at as well by the Department of Justice. But today's report is all about the benefits that have already been yielded and the fact that insurers aren't passing them on. And just picking up on one comment that you made at the start of your piece, yes, the level of claims is down in the last few years, and yes, that may to some extent be due to COVID, but the total number of personal injury claims in this country has been falling since 2016. So claims are down, overall awards are down, and very encouragingly, the acceptance rate of PIAB offers is up substantially since the big drop when the judicial guidelines were brought in. So everything is working in our favour, and yet the insurers aren't passing the benefits on. And essentially at this stage, what they're doing is they are undermining the credibility of the insurance reform process, because they have been given absolutely everything that they sought, yet they're still not passing on the benefits. And it's interesting to note that one of our main stockbrokers this morning promoted FPD from a neutral outlook to an outperform outlook, because all of these reforms are seen as a gain for insurers. There is no mention of a gain for policyholders on this.
Okay, so it's over to the insurance industry, say you. Look, thank you very much for joining us, Peter Bolan, Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Some of the texts coming in. The problem here is with the legal profession. I recently had a vexatious case taken against me for damages. I challenged and fought the process. Now we have the plaintiff's legal counsel looking to settle the case, both parties accepting each other's costs. I said no. The plaintiff's legal team are now delaying the process, and I have no redress with no solicitor prepared to challenge a colleague. No oversight of the industry. Sean says, I was at a playground yesterday with my daughter and was told by security it's closed because of accidents. What happened to personal responsibility in this country? I wonder if the central bank is slow in forcing a move to PIAB because many rural solicitors depend on personal injuries to stay in business. If all went to PIAB, many rural areas would simply have no solicitor. Crazy, but true, I think. Another one, my son was in a minor tip last year in first gear, 10 kilometres per hour at most. There was a 1-inch dent in the claimant's bumper. No damages to my son's car. The insurance company paid out $3,800 for the damage to the bumper. An absolute joke. The kicker, though, is the claimant has lodged a claim for personal injuries. This is a scam merchant, but I fully expect him to be paid thousands so the insurance company will avoid the expense of court. By the way, we should also mention that some judges are to be congratulated for facing down some of the scam artists in the courtroom and send them away with their tails between their legs and not a red cent in their pockets, and also having to pay the fees of the opposing side. Now, whether those fees will ever be forthcoming is another question, but the judiciary, some of them at least, doing their part.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.